KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have fair to partly cloudy skies, and it's 60 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy and warm today with a high of 90. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. In the news this hour, patrons of the Audubon Community School District will be heading to the polls Tuesday, September 14th, to cast their ballot in a special election for a bond referendum with regard to the district's facilities. Voters are being asked to approve a revenue purpose statement, or RPS, that would allow them to bond for up to $7.6 million in additional funds, with just under $2 million of that going to refinance a 2013 bond now at lower rates against the district's 1 cent sales tax revenue. Superintendent Eric Traeger said a change in the district's revenue purpose statement was needed to make sure that there would be enough funding to complete that is the $10.8 million middle school high school renovation project. The only other real change to the RPS is the expiration date, which is currently set at 2032. The legislature extended the SAVE program through the fiscal year 2052, so districts must extend their RPS in order to utilize the SAVE funds over that longer period of time. School district patrons will also vote for a board member at large in the Audubon School District to fill a vacancy term that ends 2023. The candidate on the ballot is Ann Bomstead Miller. The election will be held again on Tuesday from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. is when the polls are open at the Audubon Agri Hall, or absentee at the Audubon County Auditor's Office, from 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. through September 13th. Patrons of the IKM Manning School District are being asked to vote Tuesday on a $19.5 million general obligation bond, and if approved, will allow the district to address a series of facility needs both in Irwin and Manning. School officials say three needs identified include safety and security, space and capacity, and long-term investments. The ballot referendum reads, shall the board of directors of the IKM Manning School District in the counties of Audubon, Carroll, Crawford, and Shelby, state of Iowa, be authorized to contract indebtedness and issue general obligation bonds in an amount not to exceed $19,950,000 to provide funds to renovate, remodel, repair, improve, furnish, and equip, including HVAC and ventilation, safety and security improvements, and to construct, build, furnish, or equip, in addition to the Manning School building and improve the site, and to renovate, repair, improve, furnish, and equip the Irwin School building. That's the statement that'll be on your ballot. According to the district administrators, the tax rate impact would amount to $118 per year on a home with $100,000 assessed value. For agricultural property, it would be an additional $2.63 per acre per year, depending on where you live. The district's tax rate would increase from $9.51 per $1,000 of taxable valuation to $11.81, which district officials say is still one of the lowest tax levies in the area. Out of the 327 public school districts in the state, only 15 have a lower tax rate than IKM Manning, placing the district in the bottom 5%. Officials say interest rates remain at historic lows at this time, and by moving forward now, they could take advantage of those low rates and significantly reduce the total cost of proposed projects. Again, as with the Audubon School District, the polling stations will be open Tuesday for IKM Manning voters from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. For more information on their facility needs and proposed solution on the ballot, you can go to the website linked in the same story on the news page at kjan.com. Well, elsewhere in the news, the Woodbury County Sheriff, Chad Sheehan, a Republican, has announced he's opposed to a vaccine mandate that is being issued by President Biden. Sheehan's department has around 120 employees. The president's mandate calls for any workplace employee, more than 100 employees, to have those workers fully vaccinated or have weekly COVID testing. The Sheriff Sheehan says,
as Woodbury County Sheriff, I will not mandate our employees to receive the vaccination against their will. I was elected by the citizens of Woodbury County to defend their freedoms and liberties guaranteed in the Constitution of the United States. This includes the employees of the Woodbury County Sheriff's Office.
A Polk County judge on Friday denied a temporary injunction on Iowa's mask mandate ban, according to court documents. The lawsuit filed in August by Francis Parr claims that Governor Kim Reynolds' ban on mask mandates in Iowa schools puts her children at risk. In court documents, the judge said the mandate ban does not cause substantial injury to Parr's children. On Thursday, the judge had heard arguments from her lawyers and the state's. The ruling says that the court can only use the temporary injunction on alleged substantial injury and added that Parr did not prove the ban on mask mandates causes injury. Elsewhere in the news this morning, YouTube and Facebook users have started seeing a new ad touting Iowa as a destination for tourists and workers. The This Is Iowa ad, debuted this week on social media platforms, will soon be running on Midwestern television stations and five national cable networks. Stacy Hub Ballard of the Iowa Economic Development Authority said $3.7 million in federal pandemic relief recovery funds are being used for the multi-purpose campaign.
Well, this is part of our This Is Iowa initiative, which is really about encouraging people to visit, live, work, and do business in Iowa.
The project was started in 2019.
It was built on research around the perceptions of Iowa, which showed that most people simply don't know enough about the state to form an accurate opinion. That's a challenge, but it's also an opportunity for us.
The latest survey from a national market research firm shows about half of Americans are planning an overnight trip somewhere this fall. Up Ballard says this regional campaign is meant to build on that to attract more visitors from surrounding states.
Most people need to explore a place before they'll seriously consider moving there. And so what's great about This Is Iowa is it brings our tourism and our workforce and business marketing together.
At the start of the 30-second advertisement, the words adventure, unexpected, vibrant, and a secret worth sharing flash on the screen. Some of the images that flash on the screen are of a hiking trail, a sailboat on a lake, and the Des Moines skyline at night.
This is Iowa. We just haven't been properly introduced.
The ad ends with an aerial view of the High Trestle Bridge near Madrid, lit in blue lights at night. The advertising campaign is scheduled to run through the end of October. I'm Rick Hansen, KJAN News.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.